My name is Agustin Valente. Today I'm going to be introducing TJ.
Hi, I'm Tejasvi Rana. You can also call me TJ. I'm from India and I'm a transfer student from New York Institute of Technology. And this is my first semester in LaGuardia.
Well, would you give us a little introduction further on about yourself and what inspired you to want to learn more languages or have another language?
Yeah, so like since I was a kid, I planned to go to abroad for my further studies. And in my mind, I have to go to the United States. So English is the primary language here. So that inspired me to learn English. And yeah, I tried because in our schools in India, English, we have to learn it's a mandatory language. So that's why, I mean, I'm pretty fine with that and I'm comfortable in speaking English. So I don't have any, I didn't face any problem when I came here. That was my inspiration.
When learning a language, what details did you pay attention? Example being in India, what is the difference between learning English in India and already coming to the United States and learning English further on more?
Okay, so the details, that I focus on mainly is the, first of all, the pronunciation of words. And yeah, of course, the accent, because if I'm going to speak in my typical Indian accent, some people may not understand me. So I have to take care of both the things. My accent, so that people here get what I'm saying. And yeah, of course, the pronunciation of the words. So details that I mainly focus on. And like the grammar, there shouldn't be any grammatical errors, of course. I mean, those are the basic things that we have to pay attention while speaking English.
Okay. What is the difference between the way that you speak at home and the way you speak with your friends at school or in a workplace?
The major difference is that when I'm at home, I usually speak in Hindi. That's my, like, mother tongue in India. So that's my primary language. But when I'm outside, I speak in English. It depends also, because if I'm speaking to someone like my friend in India, I usually speak in Hindi. Some of them, yeah, I speak in English, but most of the time I usually speak in Hindi. But here, yeah, I always speak in English because otherwise people won't get me.
How was it being raised speaking Hindi and learning English in school?
It was not much complicated because in our schools, like in India, English and Hindi both are like main subjects, so you cannot like choose between them, like I'll choose English or I'll only choose Hindi. You have to learn both. So simultaneously I was learning both the subjects, so I was comfortable in both the languages. So it was like I never faced any problem speaking in Hindi, or I never faced any problem speaking in English. I was comfortable in both.
Another question would be, how has English helped you socially?
Yes, of course. Like, I mean, if I don't know English, so I cannot interact with anyone here. That was the major key for me to talk to people. That's how English helped me.
How Hindi helped?
Hindi here, it's not that important because, like, as you know, everyone speaks English here. So if I only speak Hindi with my family members here. So it doesn't make any difference for me to interact socially. The main language was English, because if I don't know English, I cannot interact with anyone here.
How do you think learning multiple languages helps you in a job market?
Yeah, I mean, multiple languages will help me a lot in the job market, because right now I just know English. I mean, yeah, it is the primary language, so I think I'm in the safe zone. But I'm planning to learn Spanish because there's a huge Spanish market in the United States. So now I'm trying to focus, like, I should learn Spanish so that, yeah, I don't have any disadvantage if I'm going to interact with any Spanish customers. So that's, yeah, I'm going to learn Spanish because that's going to help me.
How does language affect your life? So how would English and Hindi affect them?
That's a good question. So, see, language is the way to express ourselves. So if I'm not good in any of the language, I won't be able to express myself. And people won't know what I'm trying to say. And I won't be able to express my feelings, my emotions. So everything has to be transferred in a way. And language is the only way that we can tell this to people. So, yeah, that's how it's a part of my life. If I don't know the language here, I cannot express myself here. It will be, I'm nothing here if I don't know the language of the people who live here.
Well, thank you for giving us an introduction about yourself and your language.
Thank you too.